Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Hosea chapter 11, verses 8 and 9. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my burning anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. Wow, what language from God to his people in his holiness and his justice. This sinful people, Ephraim, Israel, deserve his just wrath. And this is good that God has wrath and anger, holy anger, pure anger. He hates sin. He hates that which destroys his people. And he is just. It is good that God Almighty is just. What if he were not? What if God, who has all power in all the universe, were unjust? It would be a horrible thing for the supreme potentate over all to be unjust. So it is good that he is just and holy and righteous, and that sinners deserve wrath. And yet, here is God saying, I have warm and tender compassion for my sinful people. And I will not execute my burning anger. I will not pour out the judgment they deserve upon them. Instead, I will pour out my mercy on them. I will not come in wrath. I'll come in mercy. This is the gospel, isn't it? You and I and every single person on the planet has sinned against God. And we deserve the holy, just, righteous judgment and wrath of God. But God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to die on a cross, to pay the price for our sins, to rise from the grave, so that anyone, whoever believes in him, will never perish, will not experience his wrath, but would experience everlasting life in heaven with him. Oh God, we praise you for this gospel. It doesn't get old. It is glorious beyond comprehension. God, we praise you for your compassion, your warm, tender compassion toward us, toward me. Oh God, who am I? I deserve your judgment. We all do. And you have shown mercy in Jesus to us. God, I pray for anyone listening to this right now who's never trusted in Jesus, that they would put their trust in Jesus today, that they might realize they're under your judgment, and you've made a way for them to be saved from it through Jesus. God, help us to proclaim this love, this miraculous mercy to somebody else today. Help us to share the gospel with somebody today, we pray, that they might experience your warm and tender compassion in Jesus. Pray for the Premanar people of India and Sri Lanka. Thousands upon thousands of them, hardly any followers of Jesus, if any followers of Jesus. God, we pray for the spread of the gospel to this Hindu people group, this high caste Hindu people group. God, we pray that they would hear, receive, and believe the good news of your warm and tender compassion, that they might trust in Jesus and be saved from the judgment they deserved, saved from false gods that cannot save. By you, the one true God, we pray over the Premanar people of India and Sri Lanka. God, we love this picture of your character that you revealed in Hosea 11, 8 and 9. We praise you as we thank you for your warm and tender compassion toward us. We pray in the name of the one who makes all of this possible. In his name we pray. Amen.